This Thursday, March 27, the International Center of the Capital Region presents Tastes of the World at the Linda in Albany, New York. There will be sample-sized portions of global food from providers, including the Century House, the Chocolate Gecko, Flavors of India, Empanada RNG, Cheesemakers, Terra International Cuisine, and Turkish Cultural Center, as well as Yono's and many others. The food will be complemented by beverages from well-known New York State vintners and microbrews. The International Center, based in Albany, helps the capital region engage with the world and promote international understanding. They serve an area that extends north to Plattsburgh, south to Westchester County, east to the borders of Vermont and Massachusetts, and west to Syracuse. Here now to tell us more about the organization and this week's Tastes of the World event, we welcome Diane Conroy-Lasavita, Executive Director of the International Center. Diane, welcome.
Thank you.
Michael Galati is a hotelier and president of the International Center's Board of Directors. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And our good friend Yono Pernomo, the executive chef and proprietor of Yono's Restaurant in Albany, New York, is here. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Thank you very
much. Good morning to have us.
Always a delight to see you. So let us begin here, Diane, of how this ultimately all came to be.
Well, we were very fortunate over the last year. Yono has rejoined our board, and so he said we need to do something that deals with cuisine, international cuisine, engaging the community, and having somewhat of a, not just a event to help us raise money for educational programs and so forth, but more to gain friends. So it's a fundraiser that we're having.
I like that fundraiser.
So how do you see it? You know, what are you ultimately looking for?
Well, you know what? I think we live in a great community. And ICCR is truly blessed that we have in our chapter. And also, our community is great to work together because, really, I'm really blessed that I live in the capital district. Because if I want to do something, everybody just jump in through that to help. So it's really great event, a lot of food, a lot of fun, a lot of time. Be there or be square.
Well, it's as simple as that. So Michael is president of the International Center's Board of Directors. What are you trying to do on behalf of the International Center of the work that you're doing here?
I've been part of this organization for over 6 years, and the organization, had done a magnificent job of really elevating the assets of the Capital Region with Washington. We work with the Department of State. They invite the embassies around the world, invite delegations who the embassies identify as critical to diplomatic ventures of the United States. These guests come in on behalf of the Department of State, and we are one of 90 groups around the country that lobby to actually have these people come and visit our region. We set up all of their professional meetings. We, convene all their home hospitality and coordinate the entire event. And usually they go from 3 to 4 days. We average between 150 and 250 visitors a year. And we go to Washington, D.C. It's a giant celebration about who we are in the Capital Region. And it's, tremendous for us to build ambassadors right here in the Capital Region using this program.
So give us a sense of who we are in the Capital Region. What does that mean?
Of who we are?
Yeah.
Well, the International Center?
Well, as far as the makeup of us, as you say, the picture that you want to paint about this region is what?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In Washington, it's ironic because it actually simultaneously really takes the old Smalbany image and makes it realize how incredible we are as a region. We are promoting the fact that not only do we have incredible technology and education, but we have world experts on so many disciplines, whether it's health, environmental sciences, how to, navigate the watersheds in terms of, legal maneuverings, the types of legal fields that we have. Like I said, the Department of Health, the work that we do there. We look at agriculture and we look at, from farm to table and how do we protect our food and the food supply. And, these are issues that are common around the world, and Washington, D.C. identifies us as really having leading experts around the country, which is why we're able to generate so many of these delegations to come here. And it's an exciting program. And frankly, we leverage this program as a flagship to really raise awareness of the assets we have in the Capital Region, and also to foster other cultural exchange that's so necessary for us as a region, as we globalize. So it's really very consistent with all the activities that this region's worked so hard for the last 20 years.
When we talk about globalization and globalizing, especially for this region, Diane, what do you think? What are we doing? What are we doing very much that's right, and what's still in your mind needs to be done?
Well, first off, I want to give us a shout out for the simple fact that we were nominated as one of the top three programming communities in the United States. We just celebrated that. So it was us and the entire state of Utah and Northern California. So a huge shout out. And it has very little to do necessarily with the staff and those individuals on the board, but more to do with our community resources. For us to implement the programming we do on an annual basis, we utilize somewhere between 400 and 500 community resources. That might be somebody giving us an hour of their professional time to somebody opening their home to have a meal. So there's a lot of output in regards to what this community offers. In regards to globalization, we do something so incredibly well here that we're really a model for the rest of the world. Mike mentioned agriculture. That's one of our top groups, one of the top themes or projects we get in quite often. Entrepreneurship. We have a lot going on here in the Capital Region that the rest of the world wants to find out what we're doing. Transparency and accountability. We have a lot of groups coming in very interested in what that means and how does that work here in the state capital.
So, and with all of that said, you're living this, right?
Yes.
So what does it mean to you? And ultimately, what is it, how does it give you of what goes right and what still needs to be done to run your business and to be a part of this community?
Well, when I came to this country in 1978, we only have a few community in the, it's like probably 4, 5, 10 nationality. But today we have more than probably 30 restaurant, ethnic restaurant in the Capital District. So this means we are truly a melting pot. And to have a city that, to me, like it's not huge, small, but great, have a melting pot, people from all over the world, it's kind of a great feeling. And, also it's, we also need a lot of work to do to marketing or to promote ourselves to become better and bigger. And, I think the Albany community is truly blessed that we have here, because truly, when you do something, people just jump in. Okay, I'll be part of you. It's kind of a, you don't need to twist arm. It's just easy going. That's why I love this in the community, out in this area.
As I mentioned, this Thursday, March 27th, the International Center of the Capital Region is presenting Tastes of the World and doing so at the Linda right here on Central Avenue in Albany. And I mentioned that there will be a sample size portions of global food from all kinds of providers. And Diane, tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the event on Thursday night.
So we have many booths set up where you can go around the room and try different cuisine, everything from pork and chicken and fish, vegetarian, so forth, from some of the top chefs and best-known restaurants in the area. We have three New York vintners who will be joining us, and those are Brotherhood, which is the oldest winery in the country, Hudson Chatham, and then Dr. Frank out from Cuga Lake. And we have Chatham Brewery coming, and we'll be doing sample sizes of their brews as well. So little entertainment, little networking, lots of great food and drink.
And what do you think comes, Michael, from that networking of having these different people come in and talk about the issues that we have briefly described this morning?
I think it really helps everyone, again, become ambassadors for this region. When you start to share in that type of environment, the stories about what we did this year, how you participated as a resource. You may have been somebody, who works with environmental science and discovered that your neighbor, is an expert in civil society, and they may have met with a group also. And suddenly there's this conversation that you realize, wow, what we have in this region is absolutely amazing, and the assets that we have from a knowledge standpoint, education standpoint, and it's truly remarkable. And it's so much fun. It's so rewarding when you realize that the work that we're doing touches the world, but touches us right here locally. Because we are the melting pot once again. I mean, this region is absolutely telling the American story yet again, and our timing as an organization to really focus on citizen diplomacy and work with the Department of State at the highest levels is absolutely essential, and we appreciate all the support that WAMC has given us and those who are participating on Thursday, and for all those 400-500 people every year who help us out. It's an amazing story. It's just incredibly part of.
Diane, how do you see the organization growing?
Well, one of the things we're starting to do is a younger demographic. So we have 6 children who are spending the whole year with us. They're from the former Soviet Union. It's called FLEX. It's a U.S. State Department program, Future Leaders Exchange. So we have a child from Moldova and a child from the Ukraine and a child from Azerbaijan, a couple kids from Russia. The State Department is very interested in us engaging more of the community in a younger demographic group. So we're looking at all sorts of partnerships with local community colleges, universities, so forth. How do we engage this international youth and bring them over here for opportunities? Maybe not a full academic year, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Show them off what we have here that's so great to offer.
And in doing that, I guess I'm curious because I think other communities obviously are trying to do this as well. So how do you work, or do you work with other communities on many of these issues as well? Because, you know, we're all in this together.
Right. Well, for currently what we're doing programmatically, often a delegation will be in the United States 3 to 4 weeks. So they start in Washington oftentimes, and then they're going to go and visit 3 to 4 regions. So when Mike said we had, you know, a couple hundred visitors each year, those visitors might go to Minnesota, they may go to Milwaukee, they may end up going to Florida. So we're often looking at what other cities have in regards to resources and how does that complement what we're able to do here so well. With the kids themselves and having all these exchange opportunities, there are so many countries around the world who are interested in upstate New York, and not just for the nanoscience and the technology and the engineering, but looking for career exploration. We have 25 colleges and universities right around our area. That's very unique.
You know what food you're bringing yet?
Well, I hope everybody come Thursday. I like to have a great success because this is the first time we did it. And bring your friend, bring your family, bring everybody can be. Let's go have a party.
Let's have a party. And
right.
Well, we can't wait to see what you bring because you have some wonderful food, and that's always very exciting.
Thank you very much for having us.
Very, very cool. If you want to find out more information, you go to our website. It's thelinda.org, and all the information is on there for the event. It's this Thursday. It's March 27th, the International Center of the Capital Region presenting Taste of the World at the Linda in Albany, and a big event and a really good event because, again, you get to taste stuff. And this is at 8 o'clock on the 27th. More information is at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, or go to thelinda.org. Diane, Michael, Yono, am I forgetting anything? Anything else you want to add?
Starts at 5:30.
Starts at 5:30. One moment.
Be there at Beach Square.
All right. I was thinking to myself just as I was reading 8 o'clock, that seems awfully late. All right. Starts at 5:30. 5:30 p.m. Big hand on the 12th. Okay, excellent. 5:30 on the 27th. And if you go to the website, it'll actually have the correct time. 5:30 on the 27th. WAMC.org. Diane, Michael, Yono, thank you so much, and best of luck for a wonderful event on Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.